God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Haven't you heard someone say, or haven't you said yourself, well, praise the Lord? That is a good thing to say. We ought to praise the Lord. Now, should praising the Lord be automatic? Yes, I think if you know the Lord Jesus, praise to God and praise to God the Son should be an automatic thing. We should be praising the Holy Spirit for His work in our lives. We should be people of praise. But should our praise be trite? And the answer is no. In Psalm 47, the Bible begins by saying, "O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph." So this is a psalm, this is a song of praise. Our praise is not about us, it is about our God. And what you learn here is that we're to sing praise to God, but there's a certain way in which we're to do that. Verse 7 says, "For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding." So my praise may be automatic. I hope that I cultivate a life in which that is true, but it should never be trite. It should never mean nothing. It should never be flippant. So that even spontaneous praise, to some extent, should be deliberate. It should come from a life that is deliberately attributing to God the worth that is due Him. Sing praises with understanding. You know, someone may have said, well, what is all that noise? Here are these people clapping their hands and shouting to God with the voice of triumph. What is all that noise? What is the reason? This praise is reasonable. It is able to give a reason. In other words, there is a reason. Clap your hands, shout unto God. Why? For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. So we're to sing praises with understanding. We're to understand two things. Two reasons for this praise. Number one, we should praise God for who He is. For the Lord Most High, verse 2 says, is. He is terrible. That is, He's awe-inspiring. He's worthy of fear. He is a great King over all the earth. Verses 7 through 9 just reiterate that. For God is the King of all the earth. Verse 8, God reigneth over the heathen. Verse 9, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. In other words, it's not just God who's over His people. God is the creator of the universe, the heathen, His own people, all the earth. So we're to praise God for who He is. God is not comparable to anything or anyone else. He's not the more high God. He's the most high God. He's terrible. He's fear-inspiring. He's King over all the earth. So we're to praise God for who He is, and we're to praise God for what He does. Verse 3 says, He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. This is Israel talking. And then in verse 4, He shall choose our inheritance. So God is authority. He subdues. And God is wise, not just a sovereign, but He's a wise sovereign. He chooses. He chose David. He chose His people. He chose Abraham. And friend, if you belong to the Lord Jesus, He chose you. 1 John 4, 9 says, we love Him because He first loved us. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. He's not just sovereign over His people, but over the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. I'm not Jewish by genes, but I am of the seed of Abraham by faith in the Son of God, God the Son. So I'm to praise, but I'm to have a reason. And friend, there is a reason. It's not as if there's not a reason to praise God. Sometimes we just haven't thought about what that is. Let me just add one thing. Sometimes we think about praise and we should praise God for who He is, not just what He does. Here we're to praise God for both. But I would say that thanksgiving sometimes takes praise from the abstract and puts it into real life. God is the fear, the God worthy of fear. He's the King over all the earth. But this King, this fearful God, He chose me. When I submit to Him, He chooses what is best. He guides my path. And so my praise is not just abstract. It is practical in that I think about the infinite God and His his doing on my behalf. So should I sing praises? Yes. Better yet, I should sing praises with understanding.